nothing but grayness. Strange. Lady elbowed Swan aside. Can't be good news. Get him before he talks too much. Swan returned quickly. It's not too bad. Seems a really huge mob of Shadar and Vedna fanatics were chasing Blade and had the bad luck to catch him. What? That wasn't news. I knew about it. The Shadow Master knew about it. Of course. Lady didn't have a smoke or a screaming nut sidekick with a flying carpet. And I had known for just a little while. Maybe it seemed longer because I learned it so far away. What are you babbling? Lady demanded. Blade wiped out over 5,000 religious goofs who were after him to punish him for his religious excesses. Blade was pretty hard on temples and priests when he had the opportunity. His religious attitude had a lot to do with his running away, too. He had made thorough, blood-bitter enemies of all Taglian priests long before his falling out with the old man. The devout considered his fall from favor a blessing from heaven. I was confident that the priests secretly looked forward to all of our fates becoming gifts from the angels. 5,000. Maybe more. Maybe up to 7,000. Loose on their own, how could that happen? Neither the ruling family nor we liked having huge groups of armed men not under our control, blundering around righting wrongs. Out. All of you, out of here. Come back in 2 hours. Lady started murmuring the instant she was alone. That damned croaker. She grabbed stuff off the sideboard. He's out of his mind. I learned that you got damned focused out there with smoke. Time could rush past if you let yourself become introspective. Fragments of all that was happening to me came to me in no rational order, and I almost got lost trying to piece the puzzle together. Realization and resulting terror, feeble as it was out there, brought me back to the present in the place I was watching when I lost my concentration. Hours had passed. Lady was still grumbling about the old man. What's the matter with him? How could he believe those damned rumors? She was angry. She had managed some mystic scrying of the distant battlefield as it appeared after the event. All that carnage had left her more upset. Damned fool! It was the worst disaster for Taglian arms since Dejigore. From some hidden recess in the sideboard, she produced a piece of black cloth. I was startled, despite having studied her annals closely. That was the silk rummel of a master strangler. She began exercising with the killing scarf. Maybe that helped her relax. She was upset because